Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Burt Show.
There's very few times where you'll find somebody that said, yeah, I went out and I sure wish I would have passed out. Yeah. In fact, in all my life, I don't think I've ever heard anybody say that, but it could happen. We could make history right now, Abby.
Yeah, there's no amount of alcohol that could wash away the embarrassment of what happened to me at the bars last week. If you don't know what Blackout Wednesday is, it's something I literally just found out about in the last couple of years on TikTok. Apparently, the night before Thanksgiving, everybody goes out to their favorite hometown bar. You see people from high school, you get super smacked, and it's a good time. I went to my hometown bar last year, and it was super lame. But then this year, one of my friends took me out to a bar in the city, and it was very, very lit. So we had a really good time. So 'twas the night before Thanksgiving.
And all through the bar.
And all through the bars. We're a bunch of floppy-haired men, very tall, very handsome. And me and my friend were like, all right, we're about to walk in. It's time to hunt. So we walk into the bar and we say the one thing that every single girl says when you walk into a bar and you're ready to make some moves. We go, let's take a lap.
Yeah. Dudes do the same thing. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
So we take our lap around the, we take our first lap around the bar and we get our first quarter mile in, and my friend notices two guys that she knew from college. And I was like, perfect. We're in the game. There's a blonde one. There's a brunette one. One of every flavor. Chocolate, vanilla. We're done for the night. Like, we don't have to hunt anymore. So she's talking to the blonde one. He's like a 6'5", redwood tree. And his friend, exact same size, sitting right next to him. So he shakes my hand. We introduce ourselves to each other. He's like, I'm Ryan or Kyle or Josh or whatever his name was. And he shakes my hand. And then he just looks away. As if I have walked away from the premises and I'm not just being held hostage there, trying to be a good friend while she hopefully gets some himbo ass. So I'm standing there like, I don't really know what to do. Finally, she wraps up her conversation with himbo number two, and we look at each other and we go, let's take a lap. Mm-hmm. So then we do our next quarter mile. We go to the next part of the bar.
How big is this bar that you've now done half a mile of laps?
Literally, like two cubic feet.
That's drunk girl math.
Okay.
Yeah, that's drunk girl math.
It feels like it's miles and miles because at this point, we're like four White Claws deep, and we're like, to the other side! Maybe there will be more himbos on the other side of the wall.
Be very careful. Or quiet, I should say. We are hunting himbos.
So we go to the other side of the bar, and then this time we were approached by a dude duo best friend. Wipe my hands. I'm like, our work is done for the night. We're cruising. One for you, one for me. And then
they spoke.
They spoke words to us, and I'm picking up romantic vibes. I'm kind of feeling like, all right, we're getting somewhere. And then all of a sudden, I start to notice that these two are way more into their bromance than they are into me and my friend. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've ever seen dude best friends where you're like, I know it's a bromance, but it feels like there's more. Mm. So I'm looking at my friend, and we both say, let's take a lap.
So I'm about to be in shape.
So we travel.
It's another quarter mile. Jesus, you must be tired.
We burned like 3,000 calories at this point. Like, we're just wafer thin at this point. So athletic. And so we walk the 2 feet to the other side of the bar, and we pop up on an empty patio chair that had opened up. So now we're perched up. We have a nice view of everyone. We've got our little binoculars out searching for men.
It's like you're on a safari. Safari.
Right? You got our camouflage, face on, right?
Rolling on the floor.
Somewhere National Geographic is narrating this.
Got the helmet with the bush on top of it.
Waiting for Bear Grylls to come out and be like, ladies over there, attack. So we're perched up on this patio table, and a man comes over and he's holding a couple different shots. And we're like, our work here is done. He's about to hit on us. And then he goes, hey, I have a bunch of these shots of Rumplemint. Are y'all interested? And I look at my friend, I'm like, let's take a lap. So finally, we do another quarter mile around the track, and we head to the other side of the bar, a corner we have not yet discovered.
You have now walked from Jacksonville to Gainesville. Now you're in a completely different city.
We're in a completely different zip code. So we're over in the corner. We've just now sucked down the last of our White Claws, and we're wondering if this is when we should give up. And then all of a sudden I see them. And everyone knows what I'm talking about. I saw the alpha male group of the bar towering over the short kings of this dive bar. And I'm like, that's it, homegirl. That's our target. They are way out of our league, but we got nothing to lose at this point. We have half a White Claw left, our pride, and the hope that something might happen by the end of the night. So I told my friend, I looked at her, I'm like, you stay here. I got this. Because I have a foolproof method of integrating male groups. I always do the exact same thing. I go into their little man huddle and I go, me and my friend were just talking over here and we're trying to guess like what you guys do for work. And then I do this thing where I have to guess what they do for work and it's always wrong, but it always starts conversation. So I beeline over to the alpha male group of the bar. I'm scurrying, I'm army crawling on the floor on the way to them. And then the moment I infiltrate the circle, they disperse.
They flee.
What? It's like you're a female grenade.
That's how it felt. They had no time for me. I was so embarrassed. There was one guy that stayed behind because he felt bad and he shook my hand and then he walked away.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I struck out big time. So I wish I had blacked out on Blackout Wednesday.
I want to propose something to you.
Okay.
God.
I just want to propose it. Let's see if it works or not, right?
Okay.
So I think that guys and women can smell when a woman is on the hunt, right? Here's what I want to propose to you and see if it works and if you're either willing to try it.
It's on the hunt, your way of saying desperate.
That's exactly what that is.
I did not say that. I did not use that word.
I wasn't going to point it out, but yes.
I prefer another D word, determined.
Okay. All right. Men can tell when women are determined.
Determined is another man's desperate.
Right. So when men feel that overly determination, and it's the same for women also when guys roll around, it tends to be off-putting. So I am going to propose something for the next 30 days that you put yourself in the dating penalty box. So that doesn't mean not go out. It means do everything that you continue to do, except you make an agreement with yourself that I am not interested in men for the next 30 days and carry yourself that way.
Okay.
You're giving mixed messages, though.
Why?
Because you guys have said, like, a woman's confidence is the most attractive part of her, and you wish women would approach you at bars.
There's some kind of disconnect going on here, though. There's some kind of disconnect.
It is an art to it, because you do want to feel like you're doing the pursuing. Most men, at least, want to feel like you are chasing her to an extent.
But my problem is I feel like, because I know how to play it cool, because I know what you're talking about. And I feel like for the most part, other than maybe the fact that I'd been a little bit tipsy, I had been covering it up pretty well. Like the bar was pretty big. So we weren't going up to like every dude in the bar. This was over a couple of hours. But if I'm going to put myself in the dating penalty box, can it start after lunch? Because I have a date today.
Yes, it can. And I'm not even saying, yeah, I would take the lap out of it, everything. So when you and your friends go out, you go right to the bar and you drink. Guys may approach you. They may not approach you. But in your mind, you're not even going to give them really time of day for the next 30 days. That's it. And I wonder if that will I wonder if that's going to do the trick.
Okay. Well, I hope you're right.
You know where I'm coming from,
Mike? I know exactly where you're coming from. I get it.
It does seem like the world knows when you're not available. And that's when I think the opposite sex seems to gravitate towards you.
So you're basically essentially saying what you always say, try easier.
Try easier. I'm saying in this case, don't try at all.
We're taking it one step further.
I mean, don't take yourself out of the game entirely. I'm saying show up, but you are going in there going, you know what? Tonight, I'm just hanging with my girlfriend and I don't care about guys whatsoever for the next 30 days and let's see what happens.
You are not the pursuer. You are the pursuee.
You don't even care.
They're not even there.
You couldn't care less if there are any guys in there.
But I do care.
Yeah,
know,
but you got to
hide. Right, don't show it.
Are you capable?
Yeah, if there's one thing I think I am, capable is one of them.
Capable and determined.
Capable, determined, maybe a little desperate.
So it starts after lunch today.
After lunch.
In fact, I think you should even go into this lunch a little bit like put off.
Honestly, I don't even want to go on the date.
Oh, good.
Go with that.
That's the energy.
That's the attitude. That's the energy.
Yes, perfect.
Perfect. He's going to fall in love.
The Burt Show.